Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text for today comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See the kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The world does not know us because it did not know Him. Dear friends, we are children of God now. But what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when He is revealed, we will be like Him, and we will see Him as He really is. Everyone who has this hope purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. The Word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what is a saint? You hear this word pretty often. And sometimes things might come into your head about what a saint is, what you think of when you hear this word, saint. You might think of that wonderful elderly woman who took care of her family and really cared for her community, and everybody around her says, oh, she's a saint. You might think of those Renaissance paintings, of those old guys that have the halos over their heads, and you might think of them as like the classic saint. You might have seen some of the rest of the churches in our synod that have names like St. Paul, St. Peter, St. John, etc. We hear the word saint all the time. But do you ever stop and think about what the word saint means? What if I told you that all believers, alive and dead, are saints? What if I told you that you are a saint? Is that what you think of when you hear the word saint? Do you think, I'm a saint? This might sound strange, but this is what the Apostle John, Saint John, tells us today in our text. He says that we are saints meant for glory. Saints past, saints present, and saints future. The first verse of our text says, see the kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. We see God's love all around us. He gives us blessing upon blessing every day, and we just see how much of a loving God our Father in heaven is. And this is why we call God our Father, because that's what He is. We are His children. We were made children through the adoption into sonship, through what Christ has done for us. We were adopted as God's own children. That love that God gives us, this special and perfect love, is all love coming from God's grace, His undeserved love. The love that God gives us is a love that we don't deserve. This love, this grace, was given to us all because of what our Father has done for us, not because of what we have done for God. This is grace because we don't deserve it. We were born into sin. We love to sin. We sin every day. We sin often. We run towards sin every chance we get. We can't choose to follow God because our hearts crave everything evil. Our hearts crave to follow these sins. But because of God's own Son, Jesus, we are made sons and daughters of God. And with this adoption comes all the gifts that heirs receive. We inherit perfection and eternal life with Christ. In the book of Romans, St. Paul writes, now if we are children, we are also heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, since we suffer with Him, so that we may also be glorified with Him. But we are not glorified yet. We're not in heaven yet. We are still here on this earth. The verse continues, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. While Christ lived on this earth, many people did not know Him. Many people did not recognize Him as the Savior. Many people thought He was just kind of some good person, some good prophet. Some greatly despised Him so much that they put Him to death on a cross. The world did not know Jesus. Therefore, the world does not know us, Christ's followers. Here on earth, we are part of the church militant, as it's called. We are part of the church militant, and we cry out, "Onward, Christian soldiers," as we struggle through this life that we live every day. We still have troubles in our lives for being Christians. People may ridicule you for being a Christian. People may make fun of you because you believe in an all-powerful God. You may be made fun of because you don't live your life the way that the rest of the world lives their lives. Jesus says in our gospel lesson for today, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. The world does not know us because we were not made for this world. We are strangers here. Heaven is our home. We are God's children, and we are saints meant for heaven." The next verse in our text speaks to this saying, "Dear friends, we are children of God. We are children of God now, but what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when he is revealed, we will be like him, and we will see him as he really is." We are saints on this earth now, but we have not yet reached the glories of heaven. Judgment Day has not yet come, but we look forward to when Judgment Day will come. And we will look forward to the perfection that we see in glory. The verse says that we will see Christ as he really is. Imagine that. Seeing our own Savior face to face, seeing God face to face. That is quite something. We have never seen our Lord face to face, but John says that we will in the future. Whenever I think of this, I think of the story of Moses, how Moses asked to see God's glory, see God face to face. God revealed some of his glory to Moses, but he hid his face from Moses, knowing that a sinful human could not see a perfect God and live. But John writes that we will see him as he really is. And more than that, we will be like him. We will be like Jesus. As he lived on this earth, Jesus became like us so we could be like him. Spotless, pure, holy saints, perfect in our Father's eyes. Our last verse says, "Everyone who has this hope purifies himself just as Jesus is pure." Now, this isn't just some earthly hope. This isn't a hope such as a hope like, "I really hope I'll get that promotion. I really hope my favorite sports team will win today." No, this hope is a certain hope. This hope is knowledge of what is to come. We are justified in faith by Christ. Everyone that has this hope in Christ is pure like Christ. Our sins are gone, and we are declared not guilty before our perfect God. We are pure like our Savior from sin, and we are made holy and perfect by the blood of the Lamb. Our reading from Revelation says, "After these things I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, and people, and language, standing in front of the throne and of the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. They called out with a loud voice and said, 'Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne, and from the Lamb.'" St. John, this same John that wrote 1 John in our text for today, was given a vision from God, and he sees the whole church in heaven. This whole church is praising God, praising the Lamb. This is the church triumphant here, basking in the glory of our perfect Savior, Jesus. John sees a multitude of people unable to be counted. John sees the entire church of God in heaven here, all praising God. John sees the Old Testament believers. John sees the New Testament believers. Everybody we know from the Bible, these believers that truly believed in God and his promises. John sees them, but John also sees our brothers and sisters who have passed from us. But John also sees you. John sees all saints from all time. These are those who praise God forever in heaven, and these are the ones whose robes are made white by the blood of Christ. Every one of your loved ones who believed in Jesus, every Christian who has passed on before us, is one of those saints. Every family member, every friend, all your Christian brothers and sisters are there with you, worshiping God in perfection. These are the saints that John sees. These are the saints in glory. You are a saint. We are not in glory yet, but we pray that God's will be done, and we will see him face to face soon. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.